Sunday, May 16th. Fragment 2. Though the word is common, the many live as if they had a wisdom of their own. There was a day when all the creatures of the tide held a meeting. They gathered together and spoke to one another. All the creatures were there, from the smallest plankton to the largest whale. The plankton spoke first, their voices rising like the stars. I will ride upon the waves, and I will eat of the sun and the sea, and I will be the most basic. And all will envy me for my simplicity, for I care for nothing. I ride upon the waves, and I will eat of the sun and the sea. The clam then spoke, and with the clam, in chorus, spoke the barnacles, the sea squirts, the mussels, and the worms. We will eat upon you, and we will be stronger than you. We will choose for ourselves homes in the sand, and homes on the rocks, and homes all along the shore. And you, plankton, will envy us, for we will grow our roots deep, and we will grow our shells strong, and we will eat you. Then the grasses spoke, and the kelp spoke with them. And we will take our roots and grow deeper than you. We will sit beyond the tide, and you will envy us. For through our forests you will look, and through our forests your young will float, and by our life you will live. And we will bend with the waves, and we will anchor in the stone, and we will be the better off than both of you. Then the urchins spoke. We will be spiny, and we will nest among your roots, and we will crawl over you, and you will envy us our spines, for no one may hurt us. We will eat of you, and through your forest we will move, and we will be the best. The crabs then spoke, all together. But we will move among you, urchins, and among you, kelps, and we will eat of you when you are dead. We will hide under your rocks, and we will crawl over your beds, and we will be the best. And you will envy us our claws, for we may snap your spines, and we may eat your worms, and you will desire our freedom, our strength. Then the fish spoke, the grouper and the salmon, and the bass together. We will do better. We will not need to hide, for we will devour you all. You will envy us our tails, our strong fins, and our gills, which will float in the current with the plankton. To us is given the freedom of the sea. You must wait near the ground, and you must be rooted in the cold. But we will be free to move among you, and you will desire to be like us. The otter then spoke, and with the otter's growly voices, with the clicking of the dolphins, and the rough silence of the sharks. But we will eat you. We will spill your blood upon the current, and we will feast, clothed in red. We will smash you, and we will cut you, and we will hurt you. And you will desire to hide, but we will be there. We will understand where you hide, and we will find you. You will envy us, our power. And then the whale spoke. I will outrun all of you. I will be bigger than you, otter, shark, dolphin. Mine will be the sea, and mine will be the waves, and I will do my part well. In fact, I will only eat of the plankton to show my cunning in my decision, and you will envy me my deeps, and you will envy me my songs. Then a distant voice called. All turned and saw standing near the pool where they were gathered a long-limbed animal with a dark pelt on its head and a stick attached to his tentacles. Whale, I will hunt you. I will wear you, otter, for my skin when the darkness comes. And I will fight you, shark, for sport, so that I may know manhood. And I will ride above you, dolphins, on wings like the birds, who are not here, for they are not of the sea. But I am of the sea. I will catch you crabs with baited traps, and I will smash you clams with my flint knives, and I will harvest you seaweeds and kelps, and eat you like all the rest. And you will hear the sluice of water on the prow of my boat, and you will hear the beating of my hands on the gunwale, and you will hear the sound of my voice, untempered by the thickness of the water. And you will all fear me, for I will be king. There was silence then, for a short while. Then another voice joined the rest. It shook the waves, and it shook the sea. And they all looked to find it, but none could see the source of the voice. None but man, for his eyes were turned in fear towards heaven. I will look down upon you, man, and I will look upon you, all you animals of the sea, and I will judge you. And I will watch, man, who calls himself a king, as you grow old, and as you die. And then I will be glad. For you have taken sea that is not yours. All the rest of you have spoken out of envy, and out of desire, and out of lust. But I will look down upon you too, creatures of the sea, and by my light you will see that you are but part of a greater whole, filling a larger role than the role you have taken for yourself. And all of you will get your just reward for your desire. And that is why, to this day, the sun strikes the back of man and burns him, and it watches the movements of man and follows him, until the day when man learns to hide by hiding in his grave. And that is why the sun gives its light freely only to the plankton. All others must yearn for it, even the grasses which grow from the seafloor in haste. But the plankton, which moves upon the waves, which wanted nothing but to live, gathers life freely, and all envy them their wisdom.